This poem is called Detour Ahead, and it's a little longer than that one even, but it kind of moves quicker. It's a driving poem. Recently, I was on a faculty at a summer conference. Those conferences are amazingly full of like-minded people and talk, and at the same time, I was totally ready to leave when it was time to leave, 24/7, you know, just, and I had to drive from Raleigh, North Carolina to New Hampshire to, and I was really happy to have that time just to drive, and I had my dog with me. A few things. Bill Evans is a jazz pianist. Scott LaFaro is his bass player, who was famous for being an incredibly innovative bassist and also for dying young in a car crash. And I think that's about it. It's called Detour Ahead. 1 week alone on campus spoiled us to everything real in the world. But a heightened camaraderie, quick to reach fever pitch, writers at conference. We stopped only to eat on scheduled beat and to sleep, restless skiffs in the boathouse of dreams. Huddling in clusters, we chatted into the night about everything process. How could so much fun be so exhausting? I've left it now, thank God, a few hours out of Raleigh, mind unspooling the truth serum pontification a workshop tends to extract from its leader. About to fall asleep inside this numb corridor of I-95, what the hell, I turn down the potholed off-ramp into the trough of Philadelphia. Just my luck, the Phillies are at home, and I'm stalled dead center inside the stadium parking crush, bumping forward inch by maddening inch. The radio announces if they lose, the Phils will have accrued 10,000 losses. Some fan's punched gut of a stat. I don't care. Wanting only the traffic to open up, which, when broad parts its tributary mouth to kiss the wooden teeth of this old city, it eventually does. I've got Evans' explorations on the deck, LaFaro's groove pulse carrying me through the afternoon, murals and storefronts and center lane parked cars, one homeless soul pushing the world's shopping cart brimming with crushed cans, two blocks, and I'm in the land of Starbucks and skyscrapers, men in suits, women in pairs walking fast. There's enough coffee in my system to stun gun an elephant. There's a square, a wrong turn, and for a few lost minutes, one-way streets send me around in circles. The route looks straight enough on the map, a simple drive up into pastoral green. I was hoping Highway 611 would escort me up its urban spine into the river-lined, weedy heart of rural America. Rolling down my window to ask an elderly couple, am I still on Broad? Will it take me out of the city? The man throws me a look that says, do you know where you're headed, white boy? Then he nods, just keep going straight. I want to tell him that the same year, LaFaro recorded Detour Ahead with Evans and Motion on drums, possibly the most synchronized trio ever. He also played on Ornette's Free Jazz, that ultimate firework of an album, before wrapping his young man's Firebird around a tree 6 months later on New York State Route 20 outside Geneva, which is like orchestrating a game-ending double play, then preparing the five-star meal that night at some hot new bistro, saucepans exploding into mini bonfires of applause, then, tented by a box of cardboard marinated in piss and dirt, sleeping on a grate passerbys agree to overlook. A friend's first night in Philly, he's driving down Broad in a rental truck, worried by the conspicuous absence of streetlights, run-down buildings leaning in like field oaks, when he comes upon a car on fire. No one around, no police. Windows rolled down, he takes in the burning rubber, the crackling heat off the pyre. Me, I'm the only white face in a square mile, a white boy, bubbled by cool jazz, wide awake now, thank you, absorbing as much as I can, open to the heat. The city's talk squabbling with the music. Then when the road bends, I'm in the suburbs, just like that. The long snake of sprawl, pod mall after pod mall. First one township, then another. Up in the country now, a green chant of trees, river dancing in and out of sight, small bridges popping brief drum solos under my tires. Pretty soon I'm in the long, cool embrace of the Delaware Gap, breeze washing my face, heading northeast to 84, Evans's My Foolish Heart subsumed in light. Rush of wind, tires whirring inside a brush snare, the day suddenly mine, body resurrected inside each windshield frame moment, catching them like a fish in its porous net.